Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1517, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Form, even though it be the truth, he stated that he would not do so because it was going into the hands of Messrs. Rosser and Arnold, counsel for Leo M. Frank. Oscar Poppenheimer, sworn for the Movant. He has been a stockholder in the National Pencil Company for a considerable period of time. Some time after witness read in the papers that Dr. Harris had exhumed the body of Mary Fagan, he called on Dr. Harris, who lives next door to witness, and with whom witness was on most friendly terms. Being interested in the company of which Leo M. Frank was superintendent, and being friendly inclined towards Leo M. Frank, witness was interested in the accusations made against Frank. Witness says that the conversation herein referred to took place in the home of Dr. Harris and occurred before the trial. Witness, after stating to Dr. Harris the interest he had in the matter as herein before referred to, asked Dr. Harris whether, if consistent with his duty, he could tell witness what he learned as a result of the examination of the body of Mary Fagan. Witness further stated to Dr. Harris that there was any professional reason why he should not disclose the facts, that witness did not want him to do so. In response thereto, Dr. Harris stated to deponent that he felt he was bound not to discuss the matter, and thereupon witness dropped the subject. Conversation on various other subjects followed of a purely social nature for 10 or 15 minutes, whereupon, on his own volition, and without further inquiry on witness part, Dr. Harris voluntarily stated to witness substantially as follows. I may say this much to you, Mr. Poppenheimer, that what I found during the examination was of no importance whatever and need give you no bother. William M. Smith, sworn for the Movant. His name is William M. Smith. Several months ago, on or about the time of the trial in the Superior Court of Fulton County of Leo M. Frank, he does not now recall the date, he had occasion to interview the Solicitor General, Honorable Hugh M. Dorsey. Upon inquiry, he finally learned that he was at the office of the State Board of Health,